Václav Klaus has been one of the Czech Republic's most distinct, if most divisive, public figures of the post-communist era. He was first elected president in a parliamentary vote in February 2003. The previous year he had lost the general election as the leader of the center-right Civic Democrats, and his successful presidential bid surprised many, who thought his political career was over. But Václav Klaus's rise to the post of president cemented his place in modern Czech history. The top post provided him with a platform for pursuing his policies, and his voice has certainly been heard in the Czech Republic and abroad. On the international scene, Václav Klaus has devoted much of his time and efforts to two issues he considers to be of crucial importance: European integration and its perils, and the topic of global warming, which, according to Mr. Klaus, has been abused by politicians and environmentalists to curb human freedom. In his 2007 address to the United Nations in New York, the Czech president made a bold point in front of the international community.
Contrary to many self-assured and self-serving proclamations, there is no scientific consensus about the causes of recent climate changes. An impartial observer must accept the fact that both sides of the disputes, the believers in man's dominant role in recent climate changes, as well as the supporters of the hypothesis about their mostly natural origin, offer arguments strong enough to be listened to carefully by the non-scientific community. To prematurely proclaim the victory of one group over another would be a tragic mistake, and I'm afraid we are making it.
Václav Klaus's stance on climate change has earned him scorn both at home and abroad, with many experts challenging his arguments. But his book on the issue, entitled Blue Planet in Green Shekels, with the subheading What is Endangered, Climate or Freedom, has been translated into several dozen languages, including Russian and Chinese. And his position has earned him many supporters around the world, including some conservatives in the United States. In 2008, just a few days after his re-election, the Czech president appeared on a Fox News program hosted by Glenn Beck.
I know that it's politically incorrect to have the views I have. Nevertheless, I succeeded being re-elected as president of the country 2 weeks ago, and everyone in the country knows about my views on global warming and climate change, and I was re-elected in spite of that, which means that it's possible and it's, I would say, necessary to do.
I am, you know, if you're an economist, so you know what America is going through in the economy and and the worldwide web that this thing is, it's spreading all around. I am so concerned that you take a project like global warming and you spend trillions of dollars, and you give it to an organization like the UN, what you're doing is you're selling your sovereignty. You're collapsing the economy as we know it. True or
this
false?
This is what I see as well. So for me, to send the sovereignty somewhere from the relevant countries is a problem for me. The global governance is, for me, who lived in the communist era, all kinds of governance represent a problem. So global governance, global problem. So I'm very much against it. And the problem is that there is a danger that it will dramatically stop or block economic growth, the rise of the living standards, and especially the problem will be for developing countries.
In the international arena, the transfer of power from national states to supranational bodies has been another major topic for Václav Klaus. Since the early 1990s, Mr. Klaus has warned against the process of ever tighter European integration. The 2008 financial meltdown, with the ensuing crisis of the Eurozone, seems to have proved him right. In Václav Klaus's opinion, the introduction of the common European currency was a tragic mistake that deprived the individual countries of important tools to manage their own economies. When the Czech Republic joined the European Union in 2004, a year after he was first elected president, Václav Klaus warned that the country was losing its sovereignty and refused to say whether he had voted for or against the accession in a nationwide referendum. Last year, the president discussed his views on the EU on CNN's Quest Means Business.
I am a long-term critic of what is going on in the Eurozone and what is going on in the European Union. And I have troubles. I don't see any solution, because there are solutions, but the European politicians and the people in Europe don't want to accept such tough solutions, I would suggest.
But when you say there needs to be a fundamental shift in paradigm, does that mean closer integration? Does that mean, because if it does not mean that, then the experiment cannot succeed?
Well, I am definitely not suggesting closer integration. On the contrary, I am suggesting a looser integration. I think Europe made a tragic mistake by jumping into the European Monetary Union without having all the necessary preconditions done.
In 2009, Václav Klaus's opinion on European integration became the source of a major conflict. The Czech president was the last head of state in the European Union not to have ratified the Lisbon Treaty, a document which increased the role of European institutions at the expense of national states. Mr. Klaus found himself under immense domestic and international pressure to ratify the document. He challenged the treaty at the Czech Constitutional Court, but when the court ruled it was in line with Czech law in early November of that year, the president gave in. Wearing a black tie, Václav Klaus conceded defeat.
Navzdory politickému názoru ústavního soudu Česká republika.
Contrary to the political opinion of the Constitutional Court, the Czech Republic will cease to be a sovereign country. This change legitimizes the efforts of those in the Czech society who do not feel indifferent to our national existence and who do not want to put up with the result. And finally, let me announce that at 3 p.m. today I signed the Lisbon Treaty.
Václav Klaus's strong positions on issues such as the European integration have tainted his reputation abroad. Although he traveled more than his predecessor, Václav Klaus was never received as head of state by the American president in the White House. Instead, the Czech president focused on fomenting ties with Russia, which many Czechs still see as a threat. In December 2011, then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev arrived in Prague for an official visit, only a week after a controversial general election in Russia. When asked about the elections and allegations of fraud at a joint news conference with the Russian president, Václav Klaus refused to get involved.
Pan prezident správně řekl, že jsou to jejich volby a nikoliv.
Mr. President rightly said it was their elections and not ours. That's the basis of my approach to it, and I admit I don't like hearing comments from abroad about our internal matters either. I was not involved in any monitoring mission, so I don't really want to take any stance on the elections or the demonstrations that might have happened in several places in Russia.
Zrovna tak komentáře o demonstracích, které snad na několika místech v Rusku proběhly.
As Prime Minister, Václav Klaus focused on promoting liberalism and the role of the market economy. But as President, and especially towards the end of his tenure, Mr. Klaus increasingly took on the defense of traditional values. His views have been described as conservative and even nationalist, but with the changing world around him, Václav Klaus found the national state and its principles to be a guarantee of the Czech national existence, as he emphasized in his address on the Czech Independence Day, on the 28th of October 2012.
Jde i o naši odvahu vypořádat se s popíráním a vysmíváním se.
We should find the courage to overcome the denial and ridicule of centuries-old values and roots of our civilization. If we don't start to call things by their real names, distinguish between values and pseudo-values, between norms and extremes, our feelings of insecurity will only grow. All this is a major threat to democracy, not just in our country, but in the whole of Europe.
Demokracie je tím vším, nejen v naší zemi, ale v celé Evropě, ohrožována.
Mr. Klaus's presidency and his entire political career has been marked by rivalry with his predecessor Václav Havel. Speaking over his coffin in December 2011, Václav Klaus found words of respect to his major political foe.
Sešli jsme se, abychom si připomněli.
We have gathered here to pay tribute to the life and work of a statesman whose wide international recognition turned him into a symbol of the struggle for democracy and human rights, a man who, like no other, contributed to the international prestige and authority of the Czech Republic. Václav Havel, president, politician, intellectual, artist and human being, has died. But his work, his thoughts and his legacy remain with us.
Jeho odkaz a jeho příklad s námi zůstávají.
But earlier this year, Václav Klaus openly spoke his mind. In an interview for a Polish magazine, Mr. Klaus labeled Václav Havel an extreme leftist and said the struggle between Havel's elitism and his own democratic policies had been the major political conflict of the modern-day Czech Republic. Throughout his presidency, Václav Klaus maintained high levels of public support, which stayed at around 70%, until the last month of his second term. His departure from office has been tainted by a controversial amnesty which he declared in his last New Year's address. Many people thought the amnesty played into the hands of those who stood accused of having committed serious economic crime in the 1990s, an era overseen by Václav Klaus as Prime Minister. This has also prompted an unparalleled reaction from the Czech Senate, which only a few days before the end of Mr. Klaus's second term sued the president for high treason at the Constitutional Court. In his inaugural address in 2003, Václav Klaus famously promised to be an active rather than an activist president. He said he wanted to increase people's trust in the Czech political scene, in the country's democratic institutions, and in political parties. 10 years later, trust in those institutions is nearing record lows. In this respect, Václav Klaus, as president, failed to deliver on his promises.
That was Jan Richter with a special report on Václav Klaus's presidential tenure.